that do an amazing job. And we've asked a couple of dads to come and just share a bit of wisdom and a bit of understanding from their journey and their track. So right now, where is Kerry? Where is he? He's our first off the rank. Here he is. Great dad. And you know, Kerry's a great man. He's a part of our men's team, but he's been part of our kids' team. So, you know, in some, obviously some way, he's a spiritual dad to most of the kids in this place because he's been faithfully serving in that area for many years. So give him a hand.
You guys can be seated. Hello, 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 hello. Can you hear me? Oh, cool. Okay, good morning, church. Okay, I don't know everybody here, but my name, is that better? Okay. I don't know everybody, but if you haven't met me, my name is Kerry Siano. That's, it's Samoan. My mum calls me Kelly, but everybody pretty much calls me Kerry. I know I don't look like it, but I'm actually a office worker. I've actually worked for the same company for the last 25 years. But that's my bread and butter, and I use that to support my family. What else have I got here? Basketball's good, yep. Look, even though I'm Samoan, I can't sing or play an instrument, so guys, stop asking me. My wife, Natasha, she can sing, and I've got two sons, Jonathan and Brandon. We've been coming to this church for the last 5 years or so. In that time, we've met some really good people. We've got to be able to serve, like Pastor Andrew said, we've done men's ministry and kids. But all that time, we've also learned a lot about Christ and how to follow him. Thinking about today, I know Father's Day is not always the day of happiness for all of us. For some of us, you know, there's relationships that haven't always been the best. But for all of us, you know, we should always remember that we've got a Father in heaven. I tell this to the kids upstairs, you know, and he's perfect. He sets a really good example for us. My father, he passed away when I was in my late 20s. To me, he was a really good man. He was a strong man. He had a big heart. He didn't always say it, but he always showed it that he loved us. He liked strong coffee, but he had a lot of problems with alcohol and smoking cigarettes in front of us. I mean, this shows me that as a father, we all have choices. We can either decide to follow the good things in our dads, or we can say, well, that's not right, so don't do that. The things I want to follow are, basically, the good things I want to follow in my dad is being a good dad. The bad things I don't want to follow are the smoking and drinking. The things I want to do better, and which I do every day with my kids, is I tell them I love them. When I see them, when I put them to bed, that's what it's all about. Me, I'm the oldest of six children. That's actually a small Samoan family. I always help my mum clean up the house. Always make the food. I always tidy up for her, look after the kids, because I'm the oldest, change their nappies. But to me, that's always part of my training, being a dad. Growing up, my dad he always liked to read the Bible in front of us, which was good, but he didn't always go to church. It was my mum that pushed me to go to church. Even as I got older and I started going out, I'd go out, come back late, early in the morning, say 5 o'clock in the morning. It was my mum that used to wake me up. She was the one screaming in my ear at 6 o'clock in the morning saying, look, son, if you can go out with your friends, you can go to church. So I'd go, didn't always want to go, but I always got something out of it. I learned about pride. It's not always a good thing. I learned about Jesus and what he did for me on the cross. I learned about the Bible and that it was about me and the people that struggled, because I struggle every day. thinking about all those things, they're all seeds. Seeds that God has planted in my life to become part of my life that I can grow in with my kids. Hang on, change of page. Being a father, I'm conscious of these seeds, and I put them in my kids through what I believe in, through what I do, and what I say. I'm a role model, and I influence lives. And you don't have to be a father to influence lives. My kids are young. I invest in them. So when they're older, they'll hear my voice in their heads guiding them to make good choices. If you ask me what kind of father I try to be, I'm a warrior. Not the one that goes into battle, but the one who always wants to know that they're safe. I'm a provider. I'm a best friend. I'm a teacher. I'm a discipliner. I'm a carer. And I'm the shoulder to cry on. I struggle to do all these things right, but God helps me. He shows me how to do it properly. Now, before I became a dad, I was single. I did what I want, when I want, went where I wanted. It was all about me. I had hair. And before I got married, I had a chest that was up here, but it sort of dropped down here. One of my favorite memories about my kids being a father is finishing work, coming off from the train station, got out of the train, and there was my son looking down at me from the bridge. He always jumping up and down, excited. He goes, "Daddy, Daddy, Daddy." Man, that just made me feel like a superhero, eh? Next time I felt like, you know, walking out of the train, glasses off, cape. But seriously, I love my children. You know, I'd get to my son, give him a big hug, and he'd tell me about his day. Even walking from home to the station sounded like a big adventure. Now, my son's nearly a teenager. I get home, walk through the door, nothing. I got to compete with stuff like TV, video games, movies, RGG what, whatever that is. You kids know what I mean, eh? But seriously, it's a struggle. What I'm trying to say is, when I think about the way my kids are, I'm basically the same with the way I am with God, my Father. Sometimes I'm like all excited, and there are times where I'm like, I'm in trouble, but I don't talk to him. So, something to learn. Every day's a new day. I don't know about you guys with teenage kids, but I don't know, like I tell my son, you know, how was your day? His standard response is good. And you have to dig for answers. And when I dig, I find out, you know, there was a fight at school. He made the A basketball team. And he came second in maths. Always got to dig. But what I'm trying to say, the sons, as well as the fathers, you've got to talk. You've got to talk to your fathers. And fathers, invest in your kids. How much time have I got? I'm not a professional at this. The other good thing about me with my being a father is I've got an easier job. It's a hard job, but it's a lot easier. That's because I got a partner. God's provided me with a really good partner. I call her Natasha, you call her my wife. She humbles me. So I gotta humble myself or she humbles me. Secret word, guys, you know, sorry. Clears a lot of mistakes. She's also the one that gives me the silent nod for my jokes. I really appreciate my wife. Where is she? Oh, happy birthday, bub. Me and my wife were both on the same wavelength, which really helps. We have our ups and downs. I mean, we've even had a stage where we had to seek counseling because, you know, we're not perfect. We've got God as our foundation. By the way, thanks for the counseling. Mona really helped. God gets us through. Me and my wife, we're a team. But we can't do it without God. We've learnt that. Just want to finish off with kids. I'm really passionate about kids' ministry. Upstairs, there's a lot of talent up there. But there's also a lot of kids hungry. I mean, I've had a kid that's so naughty, you know, messing around. Islander kid, by the way. But he, you know, when I took the time to actually sit down and read him a book, man, that guy was my best friend for a whole lesson. But so what I'm saying is, be patient with him. If you want to learn patience, come upstairs. They'll teach you how much you don't have. The other thing I like about kids is superheroes. They all love superheroes. I ask them, son or kids, who's your favorite? You know, what kind of powers they like? You saw that up there. You know, they want to be Spider-Man. They want to be able to fly, super strength. For me, my superpower would be able to change into things. So, not so I could spy on my kids, but so I could comfort them. You know, like I took my son to a formal. My wife always gives me a hard time because I find it hard to let go. I would change into a superhero. So if I saw my son being upset, I would go talk to him. If I saw somebody picking on him, watch out. I love my kids. You know, it shows you how much sacrifice God put for us when he puts his son. You know, was it John 3:16? For God so loved the world, he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish. He's a good God. He's a good father. Sorry, guys, just trying to find out where I'm up to. Just a plug for the kids' ministry. We need some help up there, guys. There's 52 weeks in a year, and I'm sure there's more than 52 dads here, or even men. So if you even want to help us out up there, there's a lot of ladies that help up there, but we really need some men to stand up for our church. Okay? We got to plant seeds into these kids are our foundation. If we don't invest in them and put time into them, somebody else is, okay? They're looking for a superhero. I'd rather it be you guys than what's out there. It's pretty scary. Pastor Andrew, your mic. Thank you, everyone.
Wow. Fantastic. Come on, give him a hand. Brilliant. Well, our next dad is someone we all know. He only has one flaw, and that's manly. It's the only one I can think of. But Dave Luxton is a great father and a great man in this church. Give him a hand.
Thanks, mate. Tough. Wow, the lights are bright. What a hard act to follow, Kerry. That was really good. In actual fact, when Kerry was talking here, I've got a cold, guy, by the way, so you'll have to just put up with me. When he was talking about nappies, some memories flooded back. I can remember I hated nappies. I think I'm like most dads. Most dads hate nappies. But I can remember changing a nappy. I won't tell you which child it was. I had a peg on my nose. I had some clean undies that I pulled out of the drawer, wrapped around my head, and a towel and a pair of tongs. And as I was trying to change the nappy, I wasn't actually finished when I opened it. And I just got, no, that was it. I was over nappies. I don't want to put anybody off fatherhood. It's great. Well, happy Father's Day to all the dads. You know, it's a great day for us. You know, it acknowledges what we do as dads. And I guess for me, I'm standing here probably representing dads with older kids. But this is probably something for everybody. And I guess, I think for me in Joshua 24:15, you know, it talks about, as for me and my household, we will serve the Lord. Let me tell you a little about me. As you know, my name's Dave, and I've got such an amazing wife, an amazing partner. You know, I can't believe that this 27th of October will be 30 years of marriage. And as I contemplated 30 years of marriage and my children and 30 years of being a dad, or 27 years of being a dad, I sort of felt that to say that, you know, life's about with your kids is precious. It's moments. It's things that, you know, you might take for granted, especially when they're young. But watch out, because time goes so quick. You know, it goes so quickly. I got four great children. God's blessed us with some amazing kids. Andrew, who most of you probably haven't met, he's my eldest. He runs our construction side of our business. He's a very, very smart man. I'm very, very proud of him. And this December, he'll make me a granddad. So, so I'm over the moon with that. That's as awesome as his manner. Rachel, you know, you know, God really knows what he's doing when he puts two people together and he genetically has formed some your kids, you know. They're formed for a purpose. You know, Rachel, you can go to Rachel. She is such an efficient organizer. You want something done, you see Rachel. She'll get it sorted for you. No, I'm sorry, Rachel. I don't mean to put you into. And so beautiful and stunning. I'm very proud of her. And then I have Jess. Where's Jess? I can't see her in this light. I love bragging on my kids. You know, Jessica, she's got a heart of gold. You know, there's nothing she wouldn't do for you. Very talented, unbelievable singer. Gets it from her mum. Because I can't sing a note, which is probably why you've never seen me with a microphone on the stage. And actually, in fact, I sing better when I got a cold. I'll give you a few bars if you want. And then I got Timmy. I'll tell you, pound for pound, and there's not much of him, but he is awesome. Nothing is a problem with Tim. You know, if something needs to be fixed, it's done. I remember, I'll tell this quick story. I had to mow the lawn, and I had the whippersnipper out, and it was broke. I couldn't get it to start. Anyway, I was so frustrated with it, I was like, I'm going to go and buy another one, and I threw it down, and I went inside, and I sat down. And Tim said, "What's the matter, Dad?" And I think Tim might have been about 9 years old, 8 years or 9 years. "What's the matter, Daddy?" "Oh, I can't get the stupid whippersnipper to start." And he said, "Oh, all right, I'll have a look at it." He's 9 years old. Next thing I hear this, Timmy's out there and he's getting into it. Not only did he fix it, but he did the whippersnipper for me as well. And it was really amazing because when I asked him what he did, he said, "Oh, well, you had the wrong spark plug in it, Dad, and the spark plug was hitting the flywheel thing, and that was getting the stop." And that was, and he started to explain to me all the mechanics of why this thing wouldn't work. He's an amazing boy, a man, I should say. But I have something very important to talk about, and that is, as I started with, and that is that as for me and my household, we will serve God. And I want to share with you a passage in the Bible, which is a favorite passage of mine, and it's Psalm 128. And it says, "How joyful are those who hear the Lord, all those who follow in his ways. You will enjoy the fruits of your labor. How joyful and prosperous you will be. Your wife will be a fruitful grapevine, flourishing within your home. Your children will be like vigorous young olive trees, as they sit around your table." That is the Lord's blessing for those who fear him. And I really love that passage because I know that there's no perfect fathers, and I certainly know I'm not. And I know that there's a lot of times in our family where, you know, we're no different from any family. The Luxtons have gone through their fair share of great times and sad times and happy times, and there's been fights. Mostly I've been on the losing end of those fights. but as a dad, like Kerry said, you know, we are protectors, we're providers. And what I love about that passage in Psalms is that it says to me, and it speaks to fathers, because it's talking about the wives and the children of those fathers. It speaks directly to fathers, isn't it? It says, "For those that fear God, all will be good." And when we thought about that and I started to think about it, a lot of what God does, we don't see. There's a lot of times I know God makes up for where I lack. And it's not because I'm doing something right or I'm doing something that's good or not doing something. It's because I've chosen from very early in my life that I will love and serve the Lord and I'll fear him. As for my household, we will do the same. And there's something that's just not, it's unspoken, it's unseen, but there's an underlining thing that happens in your family that God's got his hand on, because he sees today, he sees yesterday, he knows tomorrow, he knows your problems, he knows the financial issues you might go through and face and the circumstances you might have. But he's already got a plan. He's already made a way. And all you've got to do is step in with faith, fear and serving. Be a servant unto God, and he will build your house if you build his. You know what I mean? And so so I really think that's important for both young dads and old dads, but especially for young dads too, because it's important to know that no matter where we lack or what we might do, that God's got a plan. And I know that there's fathers out there that might have children, now grown-ups, that their relationships aren't that crash hot. They're distant. But you know what? God's in the business of restoration. He can change any circumstance. If you're a dad like that today, know that God can change a circumstance. Put it to prayer. Serve God and trust him. Serve God and trust him with your own children, your young ones. You know, he knew them before they were born. He's got a plan and purpose for them. I should have mentioned one other member of my family, Lexi. I didn't mention Lexi. Lexi's a mutt that is 77 years old. It's been with us. loves eating wedding cakes. The thing is that it makes you just wonder where the years go. Like I said, so every day, you know, everything you do, know that God's got his plan for you, but treasure the moments that you have. What else can I say? Happy Father's Day.
Haven't we got some good dads? So just for a few more minutes, I'm the closing person. And